This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Pete Pamakwa is the CEO of the PGA of America, and Pete will continue in that role at least for the next 5 years. It is a pleasure to welcome Pete Pamakwa to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Pete.
Hello, John. Great to be on, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you for doing this. I've wanted to do this for a while. Do me a favor. Help the listener out. Help the listener understand the difference between the role that you have as CEO of the PGA of America and say, Derek Sprague's role as president.
Sure. Well, I am a member of the staff. I am not a PGA of America professional. I'm hired by the PGA of America to oversee the staff and quite frankly, to help implement the strategic vision of our board of directors. The organization's president is Derek Sprague. Derek is a PGA of America professional, and he, in effect, was elected by the 28,000 men and women of the PGA of America. So we have a board of directors. We also have a president, vice president, and secretary, and Derek is now in the second year of his two-year term as president, and I, in effect, report into our board of directors and to our three officers.
And doing the job, not to say that Derek and they are not, but you're on the job every day doing the job for the PGA of America.
Well, that is a very good point. This is my full-time job, absolutely, whereas the board members and the officers, they have full-time jobs in the game of golf in various different capacities around the country, and they are volunteers. I mean, they are elected, they run for office and are elected as an officer of the PGA of America, but strictly in a volunteer capacity, and Derek is incredibly busy as a PGA of America professional and as the managing director of Liberty National in New Jersey, which is a private facility that has hosted FedEx Cup events in the past and is actually the home of next year's President's Cup.
There has been some good news lately regarding the growth of the game. Talk about some of the recent findings that have come from the National Golf Foundation.
Well, we're excited, John. You know, it's a good story to tell, and I really think it's a product of how magical the game is and also the alignment in the sport right now. When you think about the efforts of the PGA of America in concert with the PGA Tour, the USGA, the LPGA, Augusta National, I know you're based in Augusta. But to touch on some of those, for the first time in a few years, rounds in 2015 were up. They were up roughly 2%, which is, you know, we're not going to hold the presses and throw parades for ourselves, but the fact is rounds were up. They weren't stagnant, they didn't decline, and that's great news. Also in 2015, we had just over 2 million people, roughly 2.2 million people took up the game in 2015, which is great to see. And maybe the statistic that I'm the most excited about, between 2010 and 2015, we have over 500,000 more kids in the game. And that's great news, and that actually outpaces other major sports in this country. So there are a lot of positive indicators that the player development programs that we have at the PGA of America, that the industry has as a whole, are working. Now, we're not going to be Pollyanna. Golf certainly has its fair share of challenges, but we know that, and we're fighting those in trying to make sure that we can identify ways to bring more people into the game, to make sure that there's more diversity in the game, that the game is accessible, and that people realize that it's a fun, unbelievable sport that they can play for quite literally their entire lives.
We are talking with Pete Bevacqua. He is the CEO of the PGA of America here on the Augusta Golf Show. You mentioned the kids playing the game. Golf is fun for a lot of us. I think for a lot of different reasons. We all kind of bring different things to the game when we play it. Are you finding, Pete, are results finding that to attract youngsters to the game, does it have to have a different kind of fun?
Well, it has to be fun. And I would tell you, one of the programs that we've had that I would, you know, I've been involved in golf in one way or another since I was 10 years old. Started out as a caddy and worked at a private club in Bedford, New York, through grammar school, high school, college, and even my first year of law school in the summers. And so then I was at the USGA for well over a decade. So I've seen a lot of player initiatives and Grow the Game initiatives and a lot of child-focused initiatives. But the one that I've seen that I am certainly the most excited about is our PGA Junior League Golf. And to your point, what we've noticed is it's a team-based approach to golf, which really is appealing to young boys and girls. It's a scramble format in a series of three-hole matches. The boys and girls have golf shirts with their numbers on the back of them. It's co-ed. Their parents are involved. Their communities are involved. They're coached by an expert, a true expert, a PGA of America professional. And the growth year in and year out has really been strong. And we've had a pretty conservative approach to date. We're just now going to roll it out to a totally national footprint, and we think that we had roughly 30,000 kids involved in the program in 2015, about 2,500 teams. But, John, we think that's going to go from 30,000 to 50,000 to 100,000 and beyond just domestically. And then there's been a lot of international interest in the program. Put on top of that now we have ambassadors like Rory McIlroy and Ricky Fowler, Michelle Wee and Lexi Thompson. And we think that this is a great way to get kids involved in the game. They love the team-based approach. It's a very non-intimidating way to get involved in golf. And I always compare it to Little League Baseball. And in Little League Baseball, you'll have the great little athlete, and you'll put him or her at shortstop. And then maybe you'll have someone who doesn't have as much athletic talent, and then maybe you place them in right field. But in golf, there's really no right field, because sometimes it can be a solitary game. But what's so powerful about this team-based approach is you can put the right fielder with the shortstop, and maybe the right fielder makes a putt, hits a chip shot, feels like $1 million, and that young boy or girl, they're hooked on the game for the rest of their life. So we've had great success already. It's still a relatively new program, and we're very bullish about it and very excited about it.
You mentioned, Pete, being involved with the game from an early age. I've loved the game for 45 years. I'm a traditionalist. Do I need to be more receptive? I'll tell you a story. I got my first chance to play the stadium course at Sawgrass about 15 months ago, and a third person joined us. And when he came up to the first tee, he said, "Hey, you guys mind if I play music?" And I said, "Yes." Should I have said no?
You should have said, "What are you playing?" Right? I mean, maybe that would have been a different answer. But I would say, John, you know, we believe in fundamental player development programs like Get Golf Ready, which in its essence is 5 lessons for $99, and it's geared towards adults. We believe in PGA Junior League Golf. We believe in Drive, Chip, and Putt, which I know you're very, very aware of. We believe in the power of the first tee. But we also feel that the game needs to make the funnel into the game as big as possible. Give as many people as we can a golf experience, because the power of the game will then convert them. And we also have to realize that golf is a game that takes time. And we're in an American landscape and an American culture and psychology where people have less time than ever, or at least perceive that they have less time than ever. And people tend to do things in 30, 60, 90-minute segments. And in no way do we want to alter the true golf experience, which is playing 18 holes with three people whose company you enjoy on a great venue. But make sure people understand that they can have a 30-minute, 60-minute golf experience. Maybe it's taking a lesson from a PGA of America professional. Maybe it's playing two or three holes after work with your spouse or your children. Maybe it's going to a Topgolf facility and hitting balls at night. But give people that golf experience. If we truly want to bring people into this game, let's make sure that we make that funnel as big as possible. And for some people, if that means, hey, I want to combine golf with listening to Neil Young or the Rolling Stones or Lady Gaga, so be it. Now, that's not going to appeal to everyone. That's not going to work at every site. But I do think if we're inclined to grow the game, and you certainly are and I certainly am, I think we have to let down our guard a little bit and realize that we have to be a bit more accessible, a bit more welcoming, and bring people closer to the game. I would have said in that instance, I would have asked what he intended to play, but probably would have rolled with it, even though I myself am not one to listen to music on the golf course, but to each his own.
Oh, fine. I should have said, he didn't look like he was playing Sinatra. Pete, that's what he
understood. I hear where you're coming from.
He is Pete Pavakwa, the CEO of the PGA of America. I'm glad you said yes to doing this. I'm glad we got the time to do this. Thank you, Pete. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, John. Thanks for what you do for the game.